Key takeaways from NATO summit. Ankara, Turkey. The heads of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization member nations concluded a two-day summit in the Turkish capital of Ankara on July 8, as President Donald Trump works to reorient the transatlantic alliance. This year's summit came amid an unresolved armed conflict between the United States and Iran, which began on February 28 and has disrupted global trade. The Trump administration has expressed frustration with NATO's role in the Middle East conflict and with some members restricting U.S. access to European military bases and airspace needed for operations. Here are the key developments from the two-day summit. Iran ceasefire shaken by new strikes. The Middle East saw a fresh exchange of fire with Iran as the heads of the NATO states gathered in Ankara. Projectiles struck three commercial ships transiting the Strait of Hormuz on July 7. While Iran did not directly claim responsibility for the attacks, state media said the targeted vessels had ignored warnings from Iranian authorities. In response to the new attacks in the Strait of Hormuz, U.S. forces launched strikes on dozens of targets within Iran on July 7. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, in turn, launched drones and missiles at U.S. military sites in Bahrain and Kuwait. At a press conference to conclude his Ankara visit, Trump was asked whether a collapse of the ceasefire would plunge the region back into a state of war. He said the potential ramifications will be minor. I think anything that happens is going to be over very quickly and will only make it safer, Trump said. Renewed push for U.S. takeover of Greenland. In the lead-up to the NATO summit, Trump reiterated his interest in expanding U.S. influence over Greenland. At a meeting with NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte on July 8, Trump said the island, which is an autonomous territory of Denmark, remains a big problem for the United States. During the meeting, Rutte referenced a deal reached in Davos, Switzerland, early this year. Rutte said the deal allows a gradual increase in the U.S. military presence in Greenland and the deployment of the proposed Golden Dome missile defense system. I will make sure that that deal is, step by step, being implemented, Rutte said. Plans to share Patriot production with Ukraine. Ukraine stands to gain a production license for Patriot air defense systems following discussions between Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky during the Ankara summit. Since the start of the Russia-Ukraine war in 2022, Ukrainian forces have relied heavily on Patriot systems, transferred from the United States and other international supporters, to blunt persistent Russian aerial attacks. Other recent conflicts, such as the fighting with Iran, have also taxed the global supply of Patriot systems. Granting Ukraine a production license could address Kyiv's demands for air defense systems and enable the United States to meet demands for Patriot systems elsewhere around the world. Path opening for Turkey to get F-35s. At a meeting with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on July 7, Trump indicated he would clear the way for potential sales of F-35 Lightning II stealth fighters to Turkey. Turkey was an early partner on the F-35 program but was barred from obtaining the advanced aircraft after purchasing Russian S-400 air defense systems in 2019. These S-400 purchases ran afoul of the 2017 Countering America's Adversaries Through Sanctions Act. We're going to be taking the sanctions off, Trump announced. NATO allies mark progress on military spending. Trump praised the alliance's progress toward the military spending commitments members agreed to last year, noting that most NATO allies have agreed to the new targets. Some have truly answered the call, and others are making big changes, and will be answering the call, Trump said on July 8. Trump also praised the unity among the alliance's members during the two-day summit. There was a love in that room. It was great. So, this was a tremendously successful summit. During the summit, a coalition of 12 European countries, led by the UK, announced they would spend $50 billion over the next 10 years on a new long-range missile system with precision strike capability to expand NATO's deterrence in Europe. Trump threatens to end trade with Spain. Trump made headlines when he criticized Spain's commitment to NATO, saying that the United States no longer wants to conduct trade with Madrid. Spain is a wasted cause. We don't want to do any trade business with Spain anymore, the president said during his bilateral meeting with Rutte. Spain declined to join other NATO allies last year in pledging to increase defense spending. Meanwhile, Spanish President Pedro Sanchez, in a press conference, said the country had no intention of changing its excellent social, cultural, and economic relationship with the United States, Ryan Morgan, Tom Ozimek, Tom Gantert, Stacy Robinson, bookmarks. Former Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan was spared jail time after being convicted of helping an illegal immigrant evade deportation. She has to pay a $5,000 fine. An ICE agent fatally shot a Mexican illegal immigrant this week after the man used his vehicle to try to run over an agent. Officials said Lorenzo Salgado Araujo rammed an ICE vehicle and tried to flee during an immigration enforcement operation in Texas. The U.S. Forest Service has rubber-stamped an Arizona-based critical minerals mining project. Check out Jill McLaughlin's latest to learn more. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear is questioning whether Senator Mitch McConnell is healthy enough to stay in office. As governor, and a fellow public official who understands the commitment we've made to the people we serve, I am requesting the senator provide an update on his current health status, Beshear said. The nomination hearing for Jay Clayton, President Donald Trump's nominee to serve as U.S. Director of National Intelligence, has been set for July 15th. The job oversees the coordination of 18 intelligence agencies and units and is the top intelligence advisor to the president.